"Untouched," John said softly. "And Ghost is different. The dogs and the horses won't go near them." The rangers exchanged glances. They could see it was true, every man of them. Mormont frowned, glancing from the corpses to the dogs. "Chet, bring the hounds closer." Chet tried, cursing, yanking on the leashes, giving one animal a lick of his boot. Most of the dogs just whimpered and planted their feet. He tried dragging one. The bitch resisted, growling and squirming as if to escape her collar. Finally she lunged at him. Chet dropped the leash and stumbled backwards. The dog leapt over him and bounded off into the trees.
This is all wrong, Sam Tarley said earnestly. The blood, there's bloodstains on the clothes, and their flesh dry and hard, but there's none on the ground, or anywhere. With those...
Sam made himself swallow, took a deep breath.
With those wounds, terrible wounds, there should be blood all over, shouldn't there?
Dywin sucked at his wooden teeth.
Might be they didn't die here. Might be someone brought 'em and left 'em for us. A warning, as like.